This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron jointly inaugurated the first Indian consulate in historic French city of Marseille this afternoon. Earlier in the day, the two leaders interacted with the members of the Indian diaspora in the city. They also paid tribute to Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the First and Second World Wars at the Mazar War Cemetery. The state governor, K.T. Parnayak, met the governor of Uttar Pradesh, Anandiben Patel, at Rajbhavan in Lucknow today. They discussed mutual areas of development where Arunachal Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh can collaborate for the benefit of their people. Emphasizing the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat, during the meeting, Governor Parnayak highlighted the celebration of Uttar Pradesh Divas at Rajbhavan Itanagar, underscoring the growing cultural and historical ties between the two states. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has termed government officers and officials, especially those in the districts, as the real backbone of governance. While addressing the review meeting yesterday with the officials of East Siang district in Pasighat, Khandu said the success of a particular government depends on the honesty, sincerity and efficiency of government employees. He also pointed out that strengthening the districts is crucial for improving the last-mile citizen service delivery. Khandu informed that the government is introducing bottom-up planning involving preparation of district-level vision and development plans. Under it, the government-appointed guardian ministers and mentor secretaries will hold review meetings in the allotted districts with all stakeholders and submit their reports to the government. Later, Khandu also reviewed all flagship schemes of the state and central government and other ongoing developmental projects in the district. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has congratulated six state forest officers from Arunachal Pradesh on their promotion to the Indian Forest Service. The six officers are Aduk Paron, Bijoy Pradhan, Pusam Thanga, Milo Tamang, Nanisa and Sokhim Mosang. In a social media post today, Khandu has appreciated their dedication, hard work and commitment and wished them success for their new roles. Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Man has extended his greetings to the auspicious occasion of Maikho Samphai to the Khamti community and the followers of Theravada Buddhism. The Deputy Chief Minister joined prayers with revered monks at Khongmu Khang today in Namsai. Former MP of Bhutan, Duptop Yangstep, and Padma Shri Dr. Rajnikant were also present among others. Mayor Tame Fasang has called on the citizens of Itanagar to join hands with Itanagar Municipal Corporation in its ongoing efforts to maintain a clean and green environment. Speaking at a press conference, the mayor announced that the IMC would soon launch a month-long cleanliness drive, an awareness campaign that will cover all 20 wards of the city. He urged the public to play an active role in the initiative, stressing that the cleanliness of the city is a collective responsibility. He appealed to the residents to report individuals who litter public spaces, with the assurance that IMC will take action as per the law. He emphasized that the success of these measures largely depends on the cooperation of the public. To mark the occasion of World Radio Day tomorrow, a quiz competition for college students of Teju was jointly conducted today by Bambusa Library and Akashvani Teju in Lohit District. The quiz was aimed to instill interest among the youth about the powerful contribution of radio through interesting events and the personalities associated with the growth of radio and Akashvani. Besides it, the first prize was won by B.Ed team, the second prize by another B.Ed team, and the third prize by Commerce Department team. Akashvani Teju will broadcast the radio quiz tomorrow on the occasion of the World Radio Day. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall or snowfall at isolated places in Arunachal Pradesh today. The weather department also said that parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya will experience thunderstorms accompanied and lightning today. The Nehru Yuva Kendra Pasighat, East Siang district has successfully hosted the Interstate Youth Exchange Program at Balaji Mandir Conference Hall Pasighat from 7th to 11th of this month. About 25 youth delegates from 5 districts of Assam have participated in the program. Local MLA Tapi Darang, in his inaugural speech, encouraged the youths to be actively involved in the nation-building process. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.